This is KUTX 98.9, and I'm with a special guest this evening, Joshua Logan of the Blind Pets, who's here to talk about Blind Pets' new album, Sharon is Karen. Joshua, something I noticed about the new album is its vulnerability. That's not to say that it doesn't rock out, because it does and it rocks hard, but there is definitely a kind of a vulnerability to it.
Yeah. I recently, over the past couple of years, have been doing Chief White Lightning stuff.
Yeah, that's Chief White Lightning is your solo project.
Yeah, and, you know, the Blind Pets, the beginning of the Blind Pets is literally my 20s. You know, and being angsty in your 20s, I think it's just pretty common. But now in my 30s, I'm way more punk rock. And what I mean by punk rock is just not really caring about what happens. That's kind of always been my version of punk rock. Not we're playing really fast, or we're doing this, or we're doing that. It's just not really having a care and showing it in your music. So yeah, I would say it's a lot more vulnerable. I would also say that it's more refined. This is our fifth record, you know. We had Jonas Wilson producing the record, and he's, you know, unbelievable. He is one of the big guys responsible for bands like Residual Kid, or even one of the lead guitar players in The Happenings is credited Jonas for being a huge part in his musical career. And I couldn't say that more, you know. Jonas Wilson is a really amazing guy, and he really has helped us grow in a way that is awesome. It's really cool to kind of be able to turn it over to a producer like him and give him the reins and let him do what he wants to do, because at the end of the day, I could keep making a record that I totally want, but maybe he's that little bit of sugar we need, you know? That little bit of extra that maybe you didn't think about. Big kids learn to swim. Johannes mastered the record. If you're not familiar with him, he is a big part of Queens of the Stone Age. He was in Queens of the Stone Age for a while. He produced and recorded a lot of the Eagles of Death Metal stuff. He is a mastermind, and I actually got him from Instagram. I just messaged him on Instagram and said, "Hey man, email me if you'd be interested in mastering our record." And next thing you know, I have this email in my inbox that is, you know, from one of my heroes. I'm an easy rider. Drives me crazy when I see people's Kickstarter accounts, because I'm just like, what are you spending this money on? You do not need this. And you know, it makes it hard for bands that are really, really working hard and working all these jobs and trying to make things happen, paying for it themselves. It makes it hard for them to actually get some help, because it just kind of seems like a played out thing, you know. Because, I mean, I merchandise hummus, I do construction, I have the two music projects. I sell screen printing stuff. I travel all over the country doing live screen printing, build disc golf signs. I do anything I can to make it to the next stage. People ask me now on tour, what kind of music do you play? I go, crack rock. And they're like, what? And I'm like, you know, I spend all of my money on it, but I get to keep my teeth. You know? I remember when I was an itty bitty child, never had a lover, always running around smiling with my next to kill. I know that you're in a hurry, it's not hard to see the signs. I'm always running, you're still leaving.
To say that a lot of work goes into this is the understatement of the year. This is blood, sweat, and tears. This is commitment.
When you're working seven jobs and you're just kind of investing every single second of your life into your music, it's a whole different thing. And eventually something has to happen for you because your energy as a human being is that powerful. I mean, like having Dave Grohl hold both of our albums and smile like he's stoned and, you know, and take a picture with them is like,
oh my
crazy.
Gosh.
You know what I mean? That thing is going nuts on the internet. My brother, everybody's been calling me like, man, is that Dave Grohl, you know, holding your records? And it's just like, yeah, it is. It's really crazy. I know. I don't even know what to think about it. Our drummer was just, he is like, Dave Grohl is his number one hero. So he was just like, I called him and he's like, I don't know what to do, man. I'm just like pacing around, you know. I'm in the zone, man. I'm in the zone. My baby has never been in the position that you put her in. Know the words she gonna do on April 29. I saw her with my own two eyes. I know a lot of crazy dudes. I got a lot of news for you. Music, it's, you know, it's all connected. I think the reason why, like, the Beatles and the Stones and all these early bands really connected with people because nobody knew anything really like that. So it tuned into their frequency and made them feel a thing that they didn't know that they could feel. And that's kind of what I want to do with music. I don't want to be a rock star or, I mean, obviously it's cool for the most part, but it's also kind of like, I'm not really an energy drink. You know, I'm more of a guy who wants to write you a song that you can work to, or a song you can listen to when your heart's broken, or a song you can listen to when you're having the best time of your life. That's the reason why I love to play live, is just connecting with people and getting them in a vibe is an honor. It's something that I feel like I'm supposed to do.
I've been speaking with Joshua Logan of The Blind Pets, and their new album, Sharon is Karen, is available now. Don't forget, you can see The Blind Pets perform Saturday afternoon at 3:40 p.m. out at Pecan Street Festival on the Red River stage, and you have the chance to see The Blind Pets Saturday night at the Swan Dive. Plus, they're going to be busy this summer. In August, they're doing a musical residency in L.A., and that's coming up this summer. Joshua, thank you so much for dropping by.
All right.
You are my only friend. I can always count on you. Take me to the promised land where I can keep my cool. White lines, white sand. I want to abuse. Obsessed, unclear. Now I have to choose. I try and I try and I try. But it's all that I, but it's all that I, but it's all that I wanna do. But it's all that I, but it's all that I, but it's all that I wanna do. I try, but it's all